How's it going? This is Ty, and this is also the Fiction and Copy Decoded podcast, and I'd like to welcome you, which of course I always do. Here we talk about fiction, copywriting, persuasion, marketing, and several other issues ever since I discovered that fiction writing and copywriting do borrow from each other in quite a few different ways. So without any further ado than we've already had, let's get to it. All right, this week's episode is number 274. And before I get to the title, I will have to review just very quickly that I was at a funeral on February 9th, and that was really, really a bit of a rough thing. So this is out of sequence because February 9th, 2024 is nowhere near any fireworks to speak of. This is what I'm going to make the prompt about today. We're going in sequence with that, but I will say that my Aunt Carol from Colorado will be dearly missed by everyone, including me. So anyway, I just wanted to make that clear. That also explains my absence from the podcast because things had gotten rather wild with the scheduling and so on with the service and all that. So anyway, so other than that, we can get moving with the rest of it for today. It's going to be real quick, and that's fine. All right, so the prompt I'm going to connect this episode to, I originally titled Fireworks and Triple F! Posed July 3rd of 2015. All right, so you're at a fireworks show, but these fireworks aren't like any others you've ever seen. Why and what happens? But you don't have to be the person in the point of view character here. You can pick anyone else. And where the fireworks are, you can pick that. What the fireworks do now. I thought they would be food related, you know, to actually drop food. You could have it, the fireworks, rain down puppies or kitties or bonnets or robot kitties and alien puppies. You know, like mew, mew, clank, clunk, clink kind of a thing, you know. Well, if they're robot cats, don't leave fur everywhere. I will say that, so, you know. So it was the first Friday in July at that point, July 3rd. And that was the end of the prompt. So to think about, it's interesting with fiction to think about what other things could be. The essence of fiction, of course, is to think about what other things in life could be, what people could be, what anything could be, even if it isn't reality right now. And with the fireworks thing, I thought I'd try to have some fun with it, and I hope you will as well. That'll be the end of this episode. I appreciate you guys hanging out. To learn more about the blog this podcast is connected to, you can visit it at fictionandcopydecoded.wordpress.com. You can learn about me there. You can also learn about me at my copywriting samples website, which is tymallcopywriting.yolasite.com. Yolasite is one word. It's YOLASITE.com. Well, you can support this podcast by liking, sharing, commenting, and subscribing to get the word out. You can also become a monthly contributor if you'd like. For 99 cents a month, you'll get my thanks at the end of each and every episode. Well, not individually, but collectively. For $4.99 a month, I'll give you part of the show notes for that week, for that episode, and the month that you're featured. Terms apply, of course. And for $9.99 a month, I'll do a 30-second to 1-minute ad for you to promote your business during the show. Again, terms apply. All right. I appreciate it once again that you took time to listen to me today, this week, this time. And we'll catch you guys next time. Have a great rest of your day.